15th Perek of Oilus, first Mishnah. Skus ave, the kufis ave. These are some thick types of clothing, is the skus. And the kufis is a piece of wood, a chunk of wood, which is thick. Even though they're one tefer above the ground, since they're not hollow, so if it's tum underneath it, it doesn't spread out. Once they're one tefer above the ground and they're one tefer wide, then the tum underneath it will be spread out underneath it. Kipulim zu al gabi zu. If you have things folded up one on top of the other, over there, as long as the top one is a tefach above the ground, then that brings the tumah, because we don't look at as if the whole area is solid. You have one layer on top of the other ones, the other layers are just sitting inside the oil formed by the top layer, which is the tefach above the ground. Tablio shel eitz zu al gabi zu, if there are also chunks of wood, one on top of the other. As long as the top one is a tefach above the ground, then it brings the tumah underneath it. If not, it doesn't. It's less than a tefach. If they're made out of marble or stone, then tumah b'kas b'al b'kas. Even though there's a few layers of stone, but all the stone is considered part of the ground, and it's not like an oil with something underneath it. And therefore, even though, as we said, if there's a few layers of stone and there's a tomb underneath it, the tomb will just go straight up and straight down. It will not be spread out by the stone, which is more than a tefach above the ground.